everybody. This is Throwback Thursday, and I'm your host, Hannah Blevins, and you're listening to the station KHCX 93.1 FM. So for this December 1st of 2016, I decided what better way to break it in than with some Christmas tunes. So the first two tunes I have for you guys, the first one is It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams, and that'll be followed by Thank God It's Christmas by Queen. So I hope you guys enjoy.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. Those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, my love, we've had our share.
Christmas, thank God it's Christmas. Carols
Christmas. Yes, it's Christmas. Thank God it's Christmas. For one day.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Hannah Blevins, your host, and you are listening to KHDX 93.1 FM, and this is Throwback Thursday. And this week's theme I decided should be some Christmas tunes, since it is December 1st. The first two tunes you guys heard, the first one was It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, and that was from Andy Williams, and that came out in 1963, Andy Williams' Christmas album. And that second song you heard, maybe a little lesser known Christmas tune, it is entitled Thank God It's Christmas, and that is by Queen, and that came out in 1984, and it initially wasn't actually on any Queen album, but it was later released on the Greatest Hits 3 album from Queen. And it also appears on the original, now that's what I call Christmas, which came out in 1985. So moving right along, the next two tunes I have for you guys, the first one will be Little Saint Nick from the Beach Boys, and that'll be followed by Christmas All Over Again by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, Saints must come this time each year. Ooh, well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red. Relatives haven't seen them in a long
long time. Yeah, I kinda missed him. I just don't wanna kiss him now, and it's Christmas. All over town, little kids come get down. And Christmas is a rockin' time. Put your body next to mine. Underneath the mistletoe, we go. We go. Everybody's singing, all the bells are ringing out, and it's Christmas all over again. Yeah, again. And right down our block, little kids start to rock. Christmas is a rocking time. Put your body next to mine. Underneath the mistletoe, we go. We go. Merry Christmas time. Come and find you. Happy and thereby your fire. I hope you have a good one. I hope mama gets the shopping done, and it's a Christmas all over again. Oh baby, it's Christmas all over. Let's see. I want a new Rickenbacker guitar, two Fender Bassmans, Chuck Berry songbook, xylophone.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Throwback Thursday. And just to let you know what those last two tunes you heard were, the first one was Little Saint Nick from the Beach Boys, and that came out in 1964 on the Beach Boys Christmas album. And fun fact, what inspired the Beach Boys to make a Christmas album was the fact that Phil Spector was also planning to make a Christmas album. And then the second song you heard was Christmas All Over Again, and that song is by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And some fun facts about it. At the very end, Tom Petty, if you listen closely, says he wants a new Rickenbacker guitar, two Fender Bassmans, Chuck Berry songbooks, and a xylophone. And then also, this song was featured on the second very special Christmas CD, and that CD was compiled to benefit the Special Olympics. Tom Petty donated the royalties of the song to the organization, and since its release in 1992, the song has raised more than $200,000 to benefit athletes with intellectual disabilities. And if you haven't listened to the Very Special Christmas Album 1 or 2, they're really great. I recommend them. They have Stevie Nicks is on them, Bob Seger, just some really great people doing some Christmas tunes. So moving right along, the next two tunes I have for you guys. The first one is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and that is from Gene Autry and the Pinafores, and that'll be followed by It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas from Perry Como and the Fontaine Sisters. So I hope you guys enjoy.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had
had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Take a look in the 5 and 10,
glistening once again
with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and will go for a walk is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Now there's a tree in the Grand Hotel,
one in the park as well,
the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start,
and the thing that will make them ring
is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots
is the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and will go for a walk
is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And the Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Hannah Blevins, and if you're just tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM. And for this week's theme, I decided to do Christmas tunes because it just so happens that my show falls on December 1st of 2016, which is today. So just to remind you what those last two tunes were, the first one was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and that version was by Gene Autry, and that came out in 1949, so it's a lot older than you think. And some fun facts, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was originally a short story. The song was written by Johnny Marks, and it was based on the 1939 story Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And it was later recorded and became a hit in 1949 with Gene Autry's version. And if you don't know who Gene Autry is, fun fact, he's a country singer. And he was also known as the Singing Cowboy. That next song you heard was It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. And that version was by Perry Como and the Fontaine Sisters with Mitchell Aries, I think I'm saying that right, and his orchestra. And it was recorded on September 10th of 1951. So moving right along with the Christmas tunes. The next two songs I have for you guys. The first one is Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms, and that will be followed by Sleigh Ride by the Ronettes. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air. What a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Go gliding in the one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in jingle Square, in the frosty air.
What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock.
Jingle bell rock.
And welcome back, everybody. So just to remind you what those last two tunes were, the first one was Jingle Bell Rock, and that was recorded by Bobby Helms in 1956. And some fun facts about Jingle Bell Rock. Bobby Helms is another country artist, like Gene Autry, who found success in recording some Christmas tunes. And moving right along, the next song that you heard was Sleigh Ride. And some fun facts about the song Sleigh Ride. It was actually originally written as a light orchestral piece composed by Leroy Anderson. And later, the lyrics were added by Mitchell Parrish in 1950. And that version you heard was by the Ronettes, and they recorded it in 1963. So moving right along with my Christmas tunes. The next two I have for you guys, the first is I'll Be Home for Christmas by Bing Crosby, and that'll be followed by Here Comes Santa Claus by Elvis Presley. So I hope you guys enjoy.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas. If only and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Licks and blitzing, all here's a reindeer pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Oh, here comes Santa Claus, oh, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Oh, what
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when the chimes ring out, it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Welcome back, everybody. So those last two tunes, the first one was I'll Be Home for Christmas, and that was the Bing Crosby version, which came out in 1943. And some fun facts about I'll Be Home for Christmas. It was originally recorded by Bing Crosby, and it was written as an honor to soldiers overseas who longed to be home at Christmas time. And that second song you heard was Here Comes Santa Claus, and that rendition was by Elvis Presley from the Elvis Presley Christmas album, which came out in 1957. And some fun facts, it was written by Gene Autry. And moving right along, the next two tunes I have for you guys. The first one will be Have a Holly Jolly Christmas by Burl Ives, and that'll be followed by Santa Claus is Coming to Town by none other than the Jackson 5. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year.
And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, yes sir, once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming. tin horns and little toy drums, rooty toot toot and rubber tum tums, curly head dolls that toot toot and coo, elephant boats and kitty cars too.
Welcome back, everybody. If you are just tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday on KHTX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendrix College. And I am your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week's show, since it is December 1st of 2016, I decided to do some of my favorite Christmas tunes that are all from the 90s and back. So those last two tunes, the first one was Have a Holly Jolly Christmas, and that was by Burl Ives, and that came out on the album Have a Holly Jolly Christmas, which came out in 1965. And, fun fact, Burl Ives is a folk singer. A lot of your Christmas tunes that have become well-known hits were actually written and performed by folk and country singers. And the album Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Gene Autry, Burl sang two songs on there, including Have a Holly Jolly Christmas and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And moving right along, the next song you heard was Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and that version that you heard was from the Jackson 5, and that came out in 1970 on the Jackson 5 Christmas album. And the song Santa Claus is Coming to Town was written by John Frederick Coots and Haven Gillespie, I think that's how you say it, and was first sung on the Eddie Cantor radio show in November of 1934. It became an instant hit with orders for 100,000 copies of sheet music and more than 30,000 records sold within 24 hours of its airing. So the next two tunes, I have Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee and Wonderful Christmas Time from Paul McCartney. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Christmas time.
simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. Sing their song. They practiced all year long. Ding dong, 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 ding dong. The party's on, the spirit's up. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The mood is right, the spirit's up. We're here tonight. Oh, that's enough. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Welcome back, everybody. So those last two tunes, the first one was Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee, and that version came out in 1958. And fun fact, Brenda Lee was known as a rockabilly and country singer, and it was written by Johnny Marks and then later recorded by Brenda Lee. And it appeared on the Merry Christmas from Brenda Lee album. And as a single, the B-side was Papa Noel. And that last song you heard was Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. That came out in 1979. And fun fact, Paul McCartney recorded the song entirely on his own during the sessions for his solo project McCartney 2. And the B-side to that single was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reggae. So the last two tunes I have for you guys, the first one is Christmas, Baby Please Come Home by Darlene Love, and that will be followed by Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Judy Garland. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Baby, please come home.
little Christmas, let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of your faithful friends who were near to us, will be dear to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together, if the fates till then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendricks College, and I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. So this week's show has been dedicated to some of my favorite Christmas tunes since it is December 1st of 2016. And some quick fun facts about those last two tunes of my show. The first one was Christmas Baby Please Come Home, and the version you heard was by Darlene Love, and that came out in 1963 on the album A Christmas Gift for You from Phil Spector. And Sleigh Ride, that you heard earlier from the Ronettes, is actually also on that 1963 album. And that last tune you heard was Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas from Judy Garland, and that came out in 1944 on the soundtrack for the musical from MGM entitled Meet Me in St. Louis. And if you have not seen that film, I definitely recommend it. I know not everyone considers it a Christmas film, but I definitely do. My grandfather and I used to watch it around that time. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this Merry Little Christmas mix, and I hope you guys can tune in next week for Throwback Thursday.